Vibe FM, the best mix for South Devon College. That was Little Talks by Of Monsters and Men. Now I'm joined by a very special guest, Matt Newbury from Hannah's at Sealhane. Good afternoon.
Hi, Rowan. How are you?
Not too bad, thank you.
Now,
I gather, of course, it is your Easter egg extravaganza on this Friday.
Yeah, exactly. It's Good Friday this Friday, and we're going to make Good Friday an even better Friday by having a big day of sort of family events up at Hannah's at Sealhane, which is just off the Newton Abbott to Ashburton Road. If you're driving on there, there's some quite big signs that say Hannah's at Sealhane, and you sort of drive up the lane, and you've got a big old manor house, a big quadrant, and there'll be all sorts of activities taking place. All weather activities as well, because obviously the weather's not looking that good at the moment, so we'll be moving inside if it's looking a bit inclement out there.
Right, okay, and it says here on the poster that I've got, we've got things like Easter egg hunt, face painting, Easter bonnets and eggs. Blimey.
There's a lot of stuff happening, yeah, so it's a really good thing to, you know, if anybody's got sort of friends and family or nephews and nieces, brothers, younger brothers and sisters as well, bring them all up. You can come and sort of do some craft things. You can paint some Easter eggs, or you can make your Easter bonnets, and then we'll have an Easter bonnet parade later. We've got a farm up here, so kids can come along to do some animal feeding at Hannah's Farm. There's dressing up, so we have lots of different costumes and stuff. You can have your photograph taken wearing some wacky costumes. We'll have music playing up here as well. And obviously the big Easter egg hunt, which is always proves really, really popular. We've got a massive delivery of Easter eggs arriving later today, so I'm hoping to get a photograph of them, because we've got about 500 Easter eggs coming. So that's going to be my Facebook profile picture, me sat amongst 500 Easter eggs.
And of course, sorry,
and
Matt.
We go eating them all as well.
Sorry, Matt, I forgot to mention you are joined by my friend and colleague, Aaron.
Hello.
Hi, Alan, you're right.
Yeah. What's your favourite Easter egg?
What's my favourite Easter egg?
Yeah, you know, you can have white chocolate, toffee, milk chocolate, dark.
I don't know, Joe, I like to work my way through the whole range of chocolates, really, because, you know, obviously chocolate's really good for your various moods, isn't it?
So oh, yeah.
I start off dark and then to lighter area.
If you want to be a bad guy, you have dark chocolate.
Yeah, you know.
If you're feeling a bit cheesy, you have like a milky kind of chocolate.
Yeah, I work my way through most of them, really. And it's just terrible that Easter eggs are so cheap these days, so they'll be buying for like £1 or £2 in the last 3 weeks.
Especially
and then
Easter.
You sit in front of the telly, and then suddenly there's a whole empty Easter egg packet next to you.
So, will you be wearing a bonnet?
Will I be wearing a bonnet?
Yeah.
I think I should, really. I mean, they're trying to get me to dress as either the rabbit or the giant chicken at the moment, but I think a bonnet is a safe option.
Well, I think, come on, Matt, we should at least get you in the chicken costume.
Rowan does dress up here at the college regularly as a giant panther. So if you need anyone to dress up as a big animal, Rowan's your man.
Rowan, you're booked.
Oh, you booked me already.
I've booked you. We'll pay you an Easter egg. You'll be fine. I don't really want to dress as a chicken because one of the events is apparently called Beat the Chicken. But
right, okay.
Apparently that's got nothing to do with that might get animal rights protesters up. It's more of a running race where children get to run and try and outrun the chicken. So
right, okay.
It's more innocent than it actually sounds.
Right, okay, well, big thank you to Matt for joining us on this afternoon's programme.
Yes, thank you.
It's been fantastic getting to have a catch-up with you and finding a lot more about Hannah's.
As Joe would say, it's been excellent.
Oh, yeah, very good.
And semi-entertaining, yeah.
Oh, very funny, very funny.
Actually, Ronan, I could just mention that we've got a couple of other events kicking off next week as well, if that's all right.
Oh, yeah, fire away.
Which is, we've got something from next Tuesday, so the following Easter Monday, we've got the Tuesday to the Friday, we've got a thing called the Hunt for Hannah's Gold, where children can come up here, and it's a treasure hunt across the grounds of, we're calling it Castle Sealhane. You come up and you get your clue sheet, and you any sort of brave adventurers can go around a course solving clues, and if you get to the end of it, you get to win an edible treat. So that's quite good. So,
Which I'm guessing is an egg.
Well, there might be lots of eggs left over, I don't know. But see how many eggs I haven't eaten at that point. So that's happening sort of next week from Tuesday to Friday. It's £2 a child to do that, and the adults get off 10% off in our bistro as well. And we've also got lots of other activities over the next 2 weeks up here for anybody who fancies doing some outdoor pursuits. So we're doing archery taster sessions, we're doing mountain biking sessions, and also bread making sessions. If you want to learn to make bread outside in the open air, you know, just in case you ever end up on a desert island.